From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this interview, I'm speaking with Rodney Weinzierl, who's Executive Director of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. And Rodney, we're here at an extremely large event being held in Chicago with people from all over the world to talk about how science is developing in the area of biotechnology. What do you see as some of the key components of that that are related to agriculture in particular?
Well, Chuck, what we're up here for, you know, as we deal with most producers and you're out talking to producers and even people in the rural areas, they think of biotech as corn, soybeans that are resistant to herbicides that allow more conservation tillage, no-till corn, no-till beans. We think of insect-resistant, either to corn borer or rootworm, and all those things leading up to an acceleration of yields that we're seeing, at least in the corn side, over the last few years, and we expect that to continue to increase. And we also hear about, in the ag area, yield traits that are coming, drought-resistant traits that are coming, many other traits that we're thinking of in terms of agriculture. But here at the conference, a lot of the international people that are coming in, they're interested in the safety aspect from a food standpoint, from a livestock standpoint. So they want to know that the regulatory process that we have in place here in the U.S. is allowing traits to go through the system, but they are also safe for consumers throughout the world to eat. They're safe from an environmental standpoint. So it's a little bit different focus than what we typically see at an ag show.
So you think that the people that you will be seeing at the exhibit hall will be people who are looking for things, like you said, reassurances that what is happening in the life sciences, especially as it relates to our food supply, is safe and it is being handled in a very careful, scientific manner?
I believe that's what we're going to see. This show is a little bit different than what the past international biotech shows have been. Most people that come, at least to previous conferences, have focused on biotechnology in the pharmaceutical and the medical area. This is a big push on agriculture at this show, again, to focus on the food safety issue. And also, we're going to be pushing what's coming down the road on renewables and how different corn hybrids are going to be good for renewables and still ending up with the feed value in distiller dry grains and soluble.
What are some of the ways that Illinois is looking at biotechnology to help corn farmers in particular?
Well, we're really just getting in the area of how biotechnology is going to help on the renewable side. Currently, both Pioneer and Monsanto have programs that have identified within their hybrid lineups high extractable starch, high fermentable starch programs where these hybrids can yield 4-5% more ethanol on a per bushel basis, just because the way that the corn, the hybrid, has been designed in releasing that starch and converting that starch to sugar and then the sugar through yeast to ethanol. But I think what we're going to see, and in fact, I believe next year, Syngenta is coming out with a specific biotech trait that has embedded in it amylase, which is one of the two enzymes that are used to convert starch to sugar. And they believe that because that enzyme is embedded within the structure of the kernel, within the starch, within the protein, that we'll get even more efficient in converting that starch to sugar and again, maybe a 4-5% yield increase from every bushel of corn going into ethanol.
Can you describe what your organization is doing here in the trade show, what type of setup and what you're going to be presenting to people?
Specifically, Chuck, we'll be in the Illinois Pavilion, which the state of Illinois has purchased trade show floor space for the different businesses in Illinois to participate, and we'll be in a subset of that in the Ag Pavilion along with the University of Illinois, Farm Bureau, Illinois Soybeans, and ourselves, jointly presenting what Illinois agriculture can do, what we see coming down the road relative to biotech from a productivity capacity that Illinois can provide in the future.
Thank you very much. That's Rodney Weinzierl, Executive Director for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, and from Bio 2006, with this report sponsored by Ray & Kaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.